Welcome to the Firmi Yerushalmi, holding in Maisas Daf Mem Dal, the Noiz Vahadur edition, Perek Chamishi, starting Halacha Gimel, and Daf Mem Gimel will base towards the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Hamesamen Venosan Maim Bemido. Hamesamen means putting water in sediments and creating what's called after wine. It's not the wine itself, but it's liquid that has the taste of the sediments. So he Venosan Maim Bemido, he put water on top of it. And whatever he put in, that's what came out. He put 3 lug of water, and he still has 3 lug of water. The only difference is that this water now has the taste of the wine. The din is potter, it's potter mina meiser, because it's considered to be na meiser, it's just water. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayr says you go based on taste, and the taste is wine. But if he measures, he put 3 lug of water, and now after he put it into the sediment, there's 4 lug. So clearly, they accept the water that he put in. There's also juice. There's also wine that came out. So says the Mishnah of Medal Amdalef, Moitzi Olo Vimokom Achir Lafi Cheshbon. Should be Meiser in that extra log, based on Cheshbon for somewhere else. Why from somewhere else? Explains Reb Chaim, because if you take out from this liquid that he has in front of him, here every drop is a little bit of Chayav Meiser. So he has to do it from a different place to make sure that it's going to be pure Meiser on the wine which is mixed up over here. Continues the Mishnah, Choyrei Hanimolim, you have holes of ants, Shalonu Betzad Arimo, they slept, they were overnight, next to a heap of grain, Hachayevis, that's Chayav and Meiser, meaning it's already Gemar Melocho, Hareilu Chayovim, then whatever wheat that he finds in the holes of the ants, it's Chayav and Meiser. It's clear that the Nimolim took it from there. The Nimolim always like to take from a finished product. So they're taking from that heap, which is right next to them, and that's where they took the wheat. Any wheat you find, you have to assume that's Chayav and Meiser. Now the Mishnah is going to list a bunch of vegetables that do not grow in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why some of them have a specific name to tell you this is the differentiation. This one is the specific item that doesn't grow in Eretz Yisrael. Shum baal bechi, the garlic which is called baal bechi, ubotzol shel rachbo, and the onions of rachbo, vegrisim hakilkim, and that specific greasy specific beans, vadoshu amitzurus, and the Egyptian lentils. These are the food that don't grow in Eretz Yisrael. So Rameir Oimer af hakrikas, another vegetable Rameir added. Risi Oimer af hakartonim, all these items turim mina maestros. Usually, vegetables that grow in Eretz Yisrael, if you bring them from Chutz Loretz, you're chayav in Meiser, because people will not know the difference. But if they clearly don't grow in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to take Meiser out of it. And also, you could buy it on Shemitah, even for someone who's choshel a Shemitah, because clearly they did not grow in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. Zera Lufa Elyon, the seed of the upper room, Zera Karshinim, the seed of the leeks, Zera Btzolim, the seed of onions. Zera Lefes Etzoinis, the seeds of turnips and radishes. Vishar Ziroinigin, and all the seeds that grow in a garden. She'einom Nechoim, all of them are not edible. Like we said before, we learned earlier, to become very hard. Pturim Minamaisa, the Potter Minamaisa. Vinil Kochim, we call them a Shviz, you can buy it with Shemito, because it's not considered to be food that's Chayav as Dusha Shviz. Shal Bishavi and Truma Arelu Yochlo, even though the main fruit where you take the seed from, is Truma, and you talk about, as Reb Chaya points out, that you remove Truma from it, still whatever the seeds that you're growing in order to be seeds, don't have a din of food, and therefore they can be eaten without Maisa. And we talk about he took the Truma when he planted it. So usually we take Truma when he planted, Giduli Truma is Osir. But here that's not food, so we don't say that it's Osir. Says the Gemara, Omar Avo, Zimni Omar L'Bashar Avlozor, Zimni Omar L'Bashar Abis V'Chalino. Reb Avo said, either in the name of Reb Lozer, sometimes he said in the name of Reb Lozer, sometimes he said in the name of Reb Chanino, V'hu Sheichvit. So we're talking about putting water on temet, which means putting water in the sediment. It's only talking about that the water became choymis, became vinegar. In other words, it actually absorbed the sediment. But if it didn't, there's no discussion. Of course, it's only water. Tamatim, we learned over there, a temet that shelo yichvitz, when you have the temet, which didn't become yet chomutz and become vinegar, did not get the taste of the sediments. You can't buy it with the money of Meister Sheni, because with Meister Sheni you can buy only food and not water. Because it's water, if you put it into a mikvah, which is not full, which is not 40 seyo, it makes it possible. Because water is poisoned to a mikvah, not other liquids. Mishichwitz, once it gets the taste of the sediment, nikav b'kesamayser, you could buy a kesamayser, it's already considered to be food. V'ein apoyses ha-mikvah. It's not going to ruin the mikvah, because it's not water, only water ruins the mikvah. This goes like a Buddha. The Tanino Tamon. Hamisamin, meaning we're going to quoting our Mishnah. Because now the Gemara is quoting this whole Gemara that belongs to Maisa Sheni. So the Gemara there brings this Mishnah that we mentioned, Maisa Sheni, works with Rabbi Yudah Meseches Maestres. What is the Rabbi Yudah? Our Mishnah. See the Rabbi Yudah Tanino Tamon, it says over there, which means it says by us. Hamisamin, Menosel Mayim Mimido. He do Temen, he put water on those sediments, and still you have the same amount of liquid. Potter, it says in it, it still does not have meiser because it considered to be the same water. This says chayav. Why you chayav? Because you consider this to be already part of the sediment, part of the wine. So it's chayav and meisers. So the same mishnah saw meiser sheni that's why it changes from being water to something else once there's a temet. Meaning, we continue to quote our Gemara, and we're saying Rabbi Yudah, who said that this has a din of Meiser, is once it got the taste of the sediments. And then there, Rabbanan disagree. So, there, when we're saying that when once it gets the taste, has a din of Chaymetz, not a din of water, that works according to Rabbi Yudah. Says the one I'm with base, Oma Beisi Divre Akoli. No, there it works according to everybody. Water you can buy with meiser sheni, and salt you can buy with meiser sheni, but salt water you could buy with meiser sheni. So to change its status from being water to being food is very easy in meiser sheni. So if so, you could say the same thing over here. According to even though Rabbanan hold, it's not chavin meiser because it's kiyu be'alma, just a taste be'alma. But it's still enough food to be purchased with Maizah Sheni, so not necessarily the Mishnah Maizah Sheni and the Mishnah Maizahs go together. Kedirah's Gemara says, Ma'u Moitzi, meaning when we said that you have to be Mafrish Maizah, if you're Mimokom Acher on this Temet, what does he have to be Moitzi? Maizahs. Hatrumah, he doesn't take Hatrumah as we saw earlier. Why? Shatoyim Belibo Lakitoyim, Alatzdodim, Alashatoy Chatev. As we saw before, we got in grain. Some of those Trumah, on the major pile, he's intending to be poiter everything around as well. So also when someone already did maestros, on the main wine, he's poiter all the liquid which is in the sediment. But not maestros, because maestros goes with the exact measurement. Kedushas the Gemara quotes what we saw earlier in this Masechta, because we're going to be nergia to this machlokes over here. Ha'imareach kir yosh l'chavir, someone who finishes and smoothes the carry, the pile of his friend, shloim midaito, without asking him permission. Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon ben Lakish, and Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nidbal, it becomes Tevel. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Loi Nidbal, you can't do Tevel for your friend's pile. Says more, may see Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'atanin, and we learn, Chenoshim Shinatu L'nachtoim L'asso Yisleim Seor. Woman gave a baker dough, and he wanted the dough to create yeast. He wanted them to create yeast. If not, none of them has a shear in their dough to be chav and chalo, p'tur min achal. So they're not chav and chalo. Even though he's putting all the doughs together, he's not chav and chalo because each one is separate. It says like more of aim b'shekulim kashir. Why don't we have a shear? Hello, Michael, you're saying because they're not interested. So it says we shlokish to Rabbi Yochanan. You see, if I do something for my friend's behalf, it doesn't work. The same way if you put a chala together with other chalas, you put dough together with another dough, it's not chayav and chalo. So the same thing, when you make a pile of grain, you're not chayav in meiser, it doesn't become a carry. Omalei, shekeno isi iso, madachalko iso, p'tur menachal. So the reason is different. The reason there is, because even if they do want to join all the doughs together, but they're going to cut it soon. And the halacha is, whenever you have dough that's chayav and chalo, if you're intending to cut it into small pieces, and that's what you intended when you did it into dough. So even though right now it's a big piece, it's not chayav and chalo. And they here, they're intending to cut it. So it could be the one could do on behalf of his friend, but here there's another reason why it's not chayav and chalo. So the Gemara says, V'atanino nachtoim shoso etzer l'chalik chayav and chalo. When a baker did himself a dough and he's planning to cut into pieces to sell small pieces, it is chayav and chalo. You just said that if you're intending to cut into pieces, you're not chayav and chalo. Omale loite siveini nachtoim. Don't be a question from a baker. Nachtoim lo bedaito dovertoli, but that's al kukos dovertoli. But a nachtoim doesn't depend on himself; it depends on the buyers. Shema yintzu the kukos vidbo miat. maybe he's going to find a buyer who wants to buy the entire doll. So then it's not meant to be cut into pieces. Now, even though he isn't thinking that he's cut into pieces, it really depends who the buyer is going to be. That's why Chayav and Chala. But here, the woman gave him the dough in the first place, and they're going to take the piece back, so it's for sure going to be cut into pieces. It's not Chayav and Chala. Omar Lay, and this is where we connect to our sugyo, v'atani choyer nimolim, the holes of ants, shalonu b'tzad ha'remo, that they're sipping next to the pile of grain, ha'chayev, that's chayav and ma'iser, ha'reil chayov, and they're chayav. Ha'b'tzad ha'remo p'turim. But if the ants are sleeping next to a pile which is not finished, so they're p'turim in a ma'iser. What's the question? The way the Chaim explains is, when the ants are taking the pieces of the grain, the small pieces, and putting it into their holes, they're taking only the good pieces. And email, when they're putting it into their holes, that's the miruach, that's the smoothing, that's the finishing product. So the ants are finishing whatever they're taking. Why is it not chayav and ma'aser once the ants are taking it? And says the Gemara, mishum yush. The reason is because he's giving up hope. He thinks that in the moment he took it, he'll never find it. So it's hefker. That's why it's potter with a ma'aser. Says the Gemara, Yishmua ba'abo Omar, he says a different answer. Him shigiru roshev shibolim. You're talking the hands did not take the good parts of the grain. They took the entire ears, or the entire stalk. So therefore, it's not considered to be miruach, it's not considered to be finishing, and that's why it's not chavan meiser. We'll continue now a few lines just to finish the sugyo. Says the Gemara, Meisiv, using the gifts of Chaim, the name of the girl, Meisiv, Yoichonon, Lerushim, and Lokish, we're going to ask Rish Lokish. According to you, you have to have das, v'atanino, and we learn that g'deisha and shaloni g'meru. Person, before he finished the pile, he made it hegdish. V'gomro na gizbor, and the gizbor, the one who's the gabbai who's responsible from hegdish, he finished the pile. V'achakapadyo, and then he redeemed it p'turim, meaning what the gizbor does is effective. Hari gizbor ka'acheru, the gizbor is not the owner, he's considered to be an acher. So if he's an acher, why is his piling, his finishing works? Also, and you're telling me that what he does is finish, you see that someone can do it on behalf of somebody else. You'll say, we'll explain this based on the Mandoma that holds that the Gizbar, the Gabbai of a Hegdish, has a din of an owner. Basically said that a Gizbar is considered to be like a stranger. So Rish Lakish says, really depends on his machlekes. How do I treat the gizbar? If the gizbar is acher, so his carry, his finishing will not really do anything. But if we hold the gizbar is considered to be the owner in behalf of Egdish, so that's why his miruach and his finishing works. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maisa's Daf Mem Dalet.